Production of ID, Golf and ID, Rock now planned for 2030. Volkswagen has pushed back the production launch of the ID, Golf and ID, Rock to 2030, after initially planning to begin manufacturing the all-electric Golf in 2028, later delaying it to 2029. Meanwhile, the company is seeking a financially robust partner for its battery division, PowerCo. As reported by Germany's Handelsblatt, the production of the Golf hatchback and the T-Roc compact SUV is now scheduled to begin in 2030 at Volkswagen's Wolfsburg facility. Under the revised timeline, the ID. Roc is scheduled to enter production first in the summer of 2030, marking the launch of Volkswagen's new SSP platform, with the ID. Golf to follow thereafter. According to Handelsblatt, one of the main reasons behind the delay is the intense cost pressure Volkswagen is facing. CEO Oliver Blum revealed a 15 billion euros savings goal last year, with an even higher target set for this year. Although the company plans to invest in new vehicle platforms and upgrade its production facilities, financial constraints are proving challenging during this transitional phase. The revised production timeline for the ID, Golf and ID, Roc seems to be part of a broader sequence of changes. The plan had been to shift production of the combustion engine Golf from Wolfsburg to Mexico in 2027. However, preparations for assembling vehicles on the new SSP platform at Wolfsburg can only commence once the Golf's production has been relocated overseas. In parallel, Volkswagen has revealed updates to its strategy to divest certain divisions or bring in outside partners. Most significantly, the company has officially confirmed for the first time that it plans to open the ownership structure to external partners for its battery subsidiary, PowerCo, a move reportedly encouraged by its primary shareholder, the Porsche Peach family. PowerCo is currently constructing 3 battery cell plants in Salzgitter, Spain, and Canada, and is set to supply Volkswagen's future unified cell technology. Volkswagen has officially declared its intention to open up the ownership structure of its robotaxi division, ADMT, following speculation that surfaced in July. Additionally, a complete divestment is reportedly being considered for Everlance, formerly known as MAN Energy Solutions, the Augsburg-based manufacturer of ship engines and power plant turbines. VW has engaged Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan to lead the search for a buyer, with the potential sale estimated to generate approximately 5 billion euros. Autotech, Hesai secures $40 million Litter deal with U.S. robotaxi firm.